There's photos of Vajra Mahabua looking very fierce, and also photos of him looking very joyful, laughing. Same with Bhajan Shah,
yeah.
A bit more stern, let's say.
Yeah.
And then also laughing, joyful. Is it, do you think it's fair to say, same could be said for Rajamala? Not that there are photos, like, but there could have been.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, that's the descriptions of Ajahn Mahabua. But there's, you know, there's only, I don't think there's half a dozen photos of Ajahn Mahabua. And there's only like four actual photos of Ajahn Mahabua. And, you know, and it's sort of like even in the West, when a photograph was taken, it isn't up until, fairly modern era, recent modern era, that you didn't pose formally for a photo. And so that's similar in Ajahn Mahabua's time. I mean, he lived during an era where you didn't, a photo was something that you actually posed for formally, and there wasn't such a thing as a kind of informal photograph. That carried on in Thai culture for much longer than in the West. So it was when, the first informal photograph of a monk, I think was Ajahn Chah, when it was kind of early days of Westerners coming and just sitting underneath Ajahn Chah's kuti and taking photos. And there was this one picture of Ajahn Chah just sort of laughing, and it was printed and it became incredibly popular. And Ajahn Chah sort of, he was kind of bemused by it. He said, "Oh, those ferns, they really like teeth." And then over time, there started to be more informal photographs taken of different monks. And you certainly had, Ajahn Mahabua is sort of the greatest example, because he had probably the biggest reputation for ferocity, you see some of the pictures where he's just incredibly warm, engaging, charming, and very